radio.com.
No, we're not from West Newbury. No, we can't hip-hop like you. My client is the conqueror. I'm just Brock's advocating Jew. You gonna beat Brock's ass cause you the doctor of the thugs? I mean, you've beaten all the best, but now Lesnar's on your plate. You say your time is now. Brock says your calendar's out of date.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
I have options on how I handle this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet about it until my fingers bleed. In that tweet, and however many characters I get, I am going to threaten. That's right. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to riot. And if that doesn't work, then by God, me and my friend Mark, we're going to stop watching.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke.
I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
There can only be one reason why we are playing this music to open the show. That's right. We have breaking news as of earlier this afternoon. There is the member of the new WWE Hall of Fame class of 2015. It's the one, the only Macho Man Randy Savage.
An honor that's a long time coming and well deserved.
And we'll get into that here in just a bit. This is the Raw Post Show. This is right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented by Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure review needs with a podcast coming in 2015. I am Sir Rockin'. She is Lindsay Ward. We are also brought to you by PWMania.com for all your wrestling news.
Yay!
So this edition of Monday Night Raw, and we'll talk about it up front, Macho Man Randy Savage is indeed going in. After years and years of speculation, he is finally getting his place in the Hall of Fame, and everyone is pretty much excited.
Yes, it's finally happening, y'all. He's finally going in. He's going in on his own. Somebody in the Poffo family finally relented and let it happen.
Lanny Poffo was on WWE Network this afternoon. If you have the WWE Network, they had a breaking news thing. You can go hear him talk about him going into the Hall of Fame. He's very happy. He's happy for not just the Macho Man, but for the Macho fans, as he was putting it. This is what they wanted, and this, they finally get it.
Yeah. So, it's like I said, it's an honor that is certainly deserved. It's a long time coming. I'm only a little sad that he's not with us to accept this honor.
Yeah, that's the only downside to it. He's not here to receive the honor, but in his place, someone will probably accept it. But inducting him into the Hall of Fame will be none other than Hulk Hogan.
So the other half of the Mega Powers.
Exactly. Hulk Hogan will be inducting him into the Hall of Fame, which is cool. He's the guy you would expect to do it. There's no one really else that could, I guess, unless someone from his family.
Could be someone from his family, but I think Hogan would be more better.
He has macho stories. Oh, yeah.
yeah, he does.
So that was the big announcement on Monday Night Raw. Another big thing that happened on Monday Night Raw, Stephanie McMahon shamelessly shilled WWE Fitness to Daniel Bryan, which he then compared the Yes Chant as a better workout than the WWE Fitness workout done by Stephanie McMahon. And then he called her a hoe.
Well, Dean Ambrose set the precedent for it, so, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So, but it was fun seeing Daniel Bryan back on Monday Night Raw. He talked about how, you know, it was in New Orleans where he won the WWE Championship. Not bad for a B-plus player, and, well, he plans on getting back in the main event at WrestleMania by winning the Royal Rumble. And, well, Stephanie McMahon, well, had other plans for Mr. Daniel Bryan. And that's, she set up a match for Thursday night on SmackDown. Yes, Thursday night on SmackDown.
Thursday.
SmackDown on a Thursday. Which means we'll be covering SmackDown on a Thursday on the rank. Right after SmackDown goes off the air. Thursday. But.
And stay tuned, because, you know, we may cash in on Thursday.
You never know. But, that being said, cashing in on that opportunity and a match on SmackDown will be Daniel Bryan versus Kane.
What is with the Team Hell No Feels? I mean, first I had to endure the replay of The Thing, which we're not going to talk about. But, I mean, it's bad enough that I had to sit through that, and then right after it, they did Team Hell No Feels, which was just, like, not even remotely nice. There was no Eric Rowan on this show, which made me so upset, because, goddammit, hashtag save Rowan.
We'll get to that here in a minute.
And there was not enough boo-boo.
We'll talk about him, too. So, yeah, Kane came out, Daniel Bryan and him brawl for a while. Kane was about to tombstone him on the steps. Kane, well, got pushed into the post, got rammed into the boards, dived through the ropes by Daniel Bryan. He seems healthy. And they're set to go on SmackDown. I like that segment. I thought Stephen Bryan's interaction was really, really fantastic. And I thought Kane and Daniel Bryan looked good, and looks like Daniel Bryan seems healthy. He seems like he was enjoying himself out there and is getting ready to go Thursday on SmackDown for his in-ring return since being out since May. Wow, it's really been that long.
Yeah. I would agree with that, and I'm looking forward, even though it's going to hurt my heart, to seeing Daniel Bryan back in action. You can definitely tell he's healthy, that he's strong enough to move forward, so we'll have to see how it goes.
We are going to see how it goes, and we talked about how we were going to shamelessly shill something on the show, and since he's on, we just talked about Kane, we might as well shamelessly shill it here. Okay, so every year the Wrestling Radio Awards come up. And, well, this year they're doing the voting process just a teeny bit different. So we need your help. Instead of a drop-down, they have a write-in. So you got to listen to what we're telling you. And you can do this once a day at WrestlingRadioAwards.com. And, well, vote for us.
Please vote for us.
Now, what you need to type in is, for Show of the Year, The Rack. Simple. For Male Interview of the Year, Kane on The Rack. Type that in, hit submit. For Female Interview of the Year, Natalya on the Rack. And for Media Interview of the Year, Michael Kingston on the Rack. Simple. Vote it once a day, WrestlingRadioAwards.com.
And if you want to vote for Rock and I for Host of the Year, well, you know.
You could, too, but, you know.
You could, but we're not going to push that. You know, just vote for the four things that we're asking you to, please. Please. If you feel so inclined.
If you feel so inclined, we would greatly appreciate it, because then we can move on and hopefully win something. If we don't, it's great to be nominated like we've been. So, we just need your help. Support us. Support the rag. WrestlingRadioAwards.com. You know, do the thing. And, well, she's going to make you cookies.
Would you stop telling people that? He's making promises he can't keep, y'all. This was not clear through my secretary.
Well, we're going to have a talk, because your secretary agreed.
My secretary did not agree. I'm going to have a discussion with him.
So, yeah, please, go vote, WrestlingRadioAwards.com. For Kane on the Rack, Natalya on the Rack, Michael Kingston on the Rack. Simple, to the point. Got it? Cool.
And speaking of the Rack, if you haven't listened to it, go listen to our fantastic interview with WWE Diva and star of Total Divas, Alicia Fox. Available in the archives for your downloading pleasure now.
Yes, yes it is. At Rack Radio Show and MileTalkRadio.com. Speaking of Alicia Fox, she defeated Naomi, who wrestled with one arm tied behind her back, because, well, Stephanie was, you know, upset with the Usos, so instead of punishing the Usos, she punished Naomi.
Yep.
And, well, to punish Dean Ambrose for helping Roman on SmackDown, well, Dean had a psych evaluation throughout the night, where he called Kane toothpaste. They showed a picture of, what's his name?
Jim Duggan.
Jim Duggan did the ho, and then Stephanie's picture came up, so he went, ho. Yeah, called Triple H a bowel movement, I believe.
Yes.
It was tremendous. So, and the whole bit ended throughout the night. He was doing different things, and it ended with the psychiatrist, not Dr. Shelby, crying.
Yeah, see, this is why you get Dr. Shelby. Because apparently Dean sort of did a little reverse psychology on the psychiatrist, and he ended up in the chair. He got his way. He got the psychiatrist to sign it.
Yeah.
So he's a free man.
He is a free man, and, well, apparently the psychiatrist has penis issues and sits down to pee.
Apparently.
Poor doctor. So that was that. Dean Ambrose then came out and interrupted Rusev, and they had a match which ended up with Dean Ambrose being laid out. Also on the show, Miz beat Jey Uso. The New Day beat Tyson Kidd and Cesaro. Paige lost to Brie Bella, I should say, after the distraction from Tyson Kidd. Paige then ended up slapping Tyson Kidd, and we were all hoping, or at least me and Lindsay were hoping, that he should have slapped Tyson, especially for wearing that shirt.
Right?
It was announced that next week on Raw, it's a Raw reunion featuring Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, Scott Hall, and the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, along with others, which should be fun.
Can't wait! We get Shawn!
It's fantastic that we get Shawn. Brock cut a promo with Heyman, and they talked about the thing, which we're not talking about. Just wanted to throw it out there. It happened. Well done promo. But it talked about the streak, and Lindsay wants no part of that.
It didn't happen.
Big Show came out and cut a promo, how he said, we all don't have it easy, but he has it easy. He won the title, WCW title on the first night when he debuted. And then Roman came out. Basically, Big Show called Roman a loser. Roman cut a response. He remembered Big Show beating Hogan for the WCW title because he was 12. Then he started telling a nursery rhyme, and once upon a time, it didn't go over so well. He had talked about magic beans, the giant, and the beanstalk, and, well, he proved that Big Show will be a loser to his entire kingdom. That's the whole gist of it. Which...
Oh, Roman, you need so much help. You tried.
I put it like this, and I'll throw it out there. It was a promo The Rock would have cut in the late 90s, 2000s, where The Rock had more charisma and had more ability to get the promo over than Roman did tonight. I don't think Roman was ready to cut said promo, but he was trying. He was trying, but he doesn't have that delivery to cut that type of promo, even though Vince McMahon is trying to make him cut that type of promo.
Right.
Roman Reigns fought Luke Harper in a really good match. The match was actually really good. I was impressed.
It was just too short.
It was too short, and Roman did end up winning. He speared Luke Harper when Luke went for the clothesline. But after the match, Big Show laid out Roman with the knockout punch, which defeats the whole purpose of him beating Luke.
Oops.
I don't know. Just let Roman win and keep him looking strong. He should be standing tall, not being knocked out by the Big Show. Just putting that one out in the universe because, well, you know, that would only make sense if he's supposed to be the guy.
Right.
But then let's talk about the major story that happened on Monday Night Raw. We'll save Bray Wyatt for last because it was really short and to the point. It was all about trying to get, or at least the opening of Raw was about trying to get Eric Rowan, Dolph Ziggler, and Ryback their jobs back. We only care about one, really. Save Rowan, hashtag it.
Well, we care about Ziggler, too. I mean, Ryback's sort of a wash.
Ryback's sort of a wash. Ziggler's there, but it's actually just save Roman. Rowan. Save Rowan. Cena cut a promo. He was talking about it and how he was, he had, his plan is to, you know, basically win the title at the Royal Rumble, then go home with the belt. The champion's been gone for a few months, so I don't think they have care if their champion goes home for a little bit.
Yeah, like, that's the thing, is like, John, are you paying attention to the current product at all? Because if you were, you would know that the champion's usually not there. And we're kind of used to not seeing him.
And if they wanted to, they have the 30-day rule, and they could strip you from the WWE Championship in 30 days if you don't show up back to work.
Do you want to be the one to take it away from Brock?
No, right. No, I'm saying if John Cena did it.
Oh, true.
If John Cena walked out with the belt, they had 30 days, they could strip him. They don't care. Then they'll have his point was, will the authority be mad if they don't have a champion at WrestleMania? Well, they have 30 days to get it off of you. So if you don't return to work, they can take it off for you if they want. Hunter and Steph came out. They, you know, they wanted, you know, Eric Rowan and Dolph. They didn't want to fire them, and they would bring them back. But how much does John Cena want to do it? How much does John Cena want to bring them back for? And well. The authority made a match, John Cena versus Seth Rollins, straight up, one-on-one. Just so happened to be a lumberjack match, and what ended up happening was Cena was in control, but every time, the lumberjacks would get involved, and yeah, John Cena did a big dive at one point, but eventually got knocked out by the Big Show, got tossed back in the ring, and Seth Rollins pinned him, 1-2-3. So Eric Rowan, Dolph Ziggler, and Ryback didn't get their jobs back because Cena lost to Rollins.
And Eric was too busy trying to get donuts.
Yeah, so they mentioned throughout the night that Eric Rowan's watching the show, and Lindsay has a question.
WWE keeps saying that Eric is watching this at home. My question to WWE is this, where do y'all think he lives? It's a well-established fact that, yes, he's a genius, but he has the mentality sometimes of a 5-year-old. So where do you honestly think a 5-year-old... grown man is going to acquire living accommodations? He's probably flitting from hotel to hotel because he has nowhere to go until he got fired, and then he probably went to Bray. Like, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if Eric Rowan does not turn back up with Bray Wyatt at some point.
It'd be kind of awesome. It really, really would be kind of awesome if that happened. Don't think it will, but it would be awesome. Alex Riley was talking about how they still have ties. We just don't.
Yeah,
we don't.
I mean,
it was
an amicable split. They all went their separate ways, so they're still a family, which means they can still go back. And I'm sure that Bray would willingly drag Eric back, kicking and screaming, if nothing else, to get him to do what Bray wants him to do. Because obviously, he sent them out for a purpose in setting them free, but Eric is not achieving that purpose. At least in Bray's mind.
Correct. So yeah, where is Rowan? That's where people need to wonder. The Ascension beat two guys. One guy is really, really small and they look dominant. Yay. Is it getting them over? I don't think so. Do you?
No, I want to be impressed with them, but I'm just not. They just really don't do anything for me.
Bray Wyatt actually used nursery rhymes and talked about we're no longer in Wonderland, Alice, which was a nice little...
Roman, that's how you do that.
That's how you use lines like that. Bray had a solid promo. He tells 30 souls will enter, 29 souls will fall. It'll take time to realize we are not in Wonderland, Alice. He will change your world. Some will laugh, some will cry, some will be too shocked at what they will see, that they will sit in silence. This animal will be freed from its cage. Everybody, run.
Is somebody showing up? Is somebody not showing up? Or is Bray up to no good?
Yes, yes, and yes. Bray Wyatt's always up to no good. And someone may show up. Who knows? So we then got our main event segment, which was the contract signing for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Triple H introduced John Cena as Mr. Hustle, Loyalty, and Broken Promises. John Cena!
Oops.
So Paul says that for those who cannot identify with them without a scorecard, he says that he wishes he was behind the plan to bring back McIntyre, but it was the architect, and that man is Seth Rollins. He had a plan. That plan was endorsed by Paul Heyman. What was endorsed by Paul Heyman was desperately needed by the Authority. What was desperately needed for John Cena was bad for John Cena. What was bad for John Cena is good for Brock. What is good for Brock is best for business. Seth tells Paul he appreciates him. He says it was a hell of a plan, if he says so himself. Paul says it wasn't does. He tells Rollins that his client, Brock Lesnar, has conquered everything in his path. You know, that will include anything that comes in his path at the Royal Rumble. And that is the end of his statement. Seth asks Paul if he's upset he's in the match, and Paul is upset because that could be a double cross with the reigning defending undisputed champion. Does not have to be pinned or tapped out to lose. Seth says that Paul just explained the rules of a triple threat. Brock has a list of accomplishments that is incomparable. Is Brock unable to conquer a triple threat? He does not have the list of accomplishments that Brock does. Brock does not have his list of accomplishments. He built the Shield. He destroyed the Shield. He is Mr. Money Back. He single-handedly brought the Authority back. He managed to pin John Cena to keep Dolph Ziggler, Ryback, and Rowan fired. Whether it's Plan A or Plan B, he will walk out as champion at the Royal Rumble. Brock Lesnar says, Mr. Curb Stomp, that he conquered the Triple H, and he conquered John Cena. And he will conquer Seth Rollins. John tells Brock he doesn't have to be pinned to lose the title, but he will pin him. He says he owes Seth a beat down. They're going to kick Seth's ass, and then he's going to kick Brock's ass. John signs, Brock signs. Rollins says it's a good plan, but there's one flaw. Your plans have gone your way. Your first plan was to keep the Authority out of power in strike one. Then you had a plan to get Dolph and the company back. He pinned John all by himself to make sure that didn't happen in strike two. Strike three will be the Royal Rumble. That is if you can make it that far. We then had a brawl, Lesnar suplex Cena, and then a Rollins AA to Brock through the table. Rollins then with the curb stomp to Cena, and then Rollins curb stomps Lesnar to end Monday Night Raw. Hell of a finish. Hmm. Hell of a finish to Monday Night Raw.
Oh, an awesome finish. Spectacular finish. Well done, team. Well done.
So, is Seth Rollins the next WWE World Heavyweight Champion? I guess we'll have to find out in the Royal Rumble.
He could be.
This was a better Raw than it's been in the last few weeks.
This was a better Raw, but it was still just kind of sort of, there wasn't really any huge, or a lot of huge moments, so it was kind of hard to watch.
Not a lot of huge moments, but the more interesting characters are back.
Yes, they are.
So, The Rack is this Thursday night live on the Wild Talk Radio Network at 10 p.m. Eastern, right after SmackDown, which airs on Thursday.
Yep.
We'll talk NXT, we'll talk SmackDown, we will talk all the news you can handle. It is The Rack live at 10 p.m. Eastern every Thursday night. You can bank on that.
We don't sell out, we buy in.
You can follow the show on Twitter at WTRTheRack and Facebook.com/WTRTheRack. Check out the YouTube channel, YouTube.com/WTRTheRack, and go back and listen to our interview with Alicia Fox. It was a makeup for not being on the air live on Thursday. Just pointing that out. Oh, we'll also talk Total Divas as well. The Rack Extra Total Divas Season 3 Episode 12 will be out tomorrow, if all goes to plan. So check it out at RackRadioShow.com as well as WildTalkRadio.com. Subscribe to The Rack on iTunes, a Rack Radio Show. Saturday Night Midnight Edition is CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Go back and listen to last week's episode when it gets posted tomorrow, where it'll talk about Rob's big plan of making a quick buck by getting on The Family Feud.
Oh, God.
So you want to check it out. Hashtag Blame Rob, CB Radio WTR, and Facebook.com/CigaretteButtsAndBandanas. Check out CBRadioLive.com and keep calm and blame Rob. Buy the shirt. If all goes to plan, what?
Oh, I thought you were done plugging. I'm sorry.
No. I got more. Remember, there's other shows. Hopefully, if everyone has good internet, Sunday night Russell Talk Radio returns at 10 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow that show on Twitter at WTR Sunday and Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. We'll be back next Monday night for another edition of the Raw Post Show live right here at 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Sign up now for the Royal Rumble entry contest. We're going to be picking names out, numbers, and stuff like that on Sunday. So you want to get involved, get your number, be a part of the fun for the Royal Rumble. Go to facebook.com/groups/WildTalkRadioNetwork or WildTalkRadio.com right now for complete details. You can follow me on Twitter at WildTalkRadio and facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork, iTunes, WildTalkRadioNetwork, Stitcher, and tune in as well, Wild Talk Radio Network. Now you may go and plug stuff.
All right, well, you can follow me on Twitter at Lynn's Ward, LynnsWard, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you'd like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LynnsWard. Also, don't forget to check out The Rack every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on wildtalkradio.com. And don't forget to do the write-in votes for The Rack if you feel so inclined. That's Show of the Year, Female Interview of the Year, Male Interview of the Year, and Media Interview of the Year. Keep an eye on the social medias because we're, you know, putting them out at random, hoping to advertise.
Help us retweet it. Tell your friends. Vote once a day. WrestlingRadioAwards.com. It's that simple. Natalia on the Rack, Kane on the Rack, Michael Kingston on the Rack, and, well, The Rack. So, thanks to PWMania.com and YouTube.com/MBG1211, you know, Wrestling Figure Wednesday. For the future, I mean the favorite, Lindsay Ward, I am so rockin', the architect of WTR. We'll see you right here all week long, along there with a Wild Talk Radio Network.
Bye!